accession number 18250, Real 5.
We'll show you, but I said you have to send down because come now. We were about a mile away, you know. In this bit of a clearing it was. I don't know what to do. I said, the best thing you can do is pick me up. They said, tell out to me. They said, I'll see to it.
Yeah.
What are you going to do? I said, you never mind. So, Tom, we've got to tell out to do. I just took a Moses bomber. Just held it that way, you know. 5 seconds.
Yeah.
This, it was on the other side of a banking.
Yeah.
We paid it, we pointed it right where.
Yeah.
The old fire went that
way. Go the other way, yeah.
Went forward on them.
Yeah.
So I just let lever go, put it down at the side of it. It was about that far. I didn't go right up to it.
Yeah.
And I dived over, put it, yeah. And then down with them, this pretty good bang bang. I never told him this day what to do. But, you know, they used to come and try to learn father how to suck eggs.
Yeah. Yeah.
Well, they didn't, you know, it used to annoy me.
Yeah.
Hello.
Did you say it still does?
Ah, yeah, you do, don't you?
Yeah.
Yeah, and I never told me.
Yeah.
But I mean, we carried them, you know, and I never used to think nothing about them.
Yeah.
If I'd had a phosphorus one, I would have done the same with that. But
yeah.
Steve would have done it then if I had it. But I thought, damn, I'm going to tell him, what did you do? What did you do? I said, come on, have a look, it's gone. And it exploded. I said, never you mind what I did. I said, you in future. I said, remember.
Yeah.
You were trying to learn young lads. I said, know what you're doing. I said, don't try. I said, to tell folks something, I said, when you don't know the proper way yourself.
And did you, that was your first meeting with this guy, wasn't it? Did you have much to do with him after that?
No, the moving battalion HQ was, because he could speak German. Intelligence officer. They found out he could speak. I think German he could speak.
Oh, well, that's it.
They found out and he went to intelligence officer.
Yeah. Well, probably the best place for him.
Yeah, and we got a decent officer after that. He got killed, mind you.
Yeah, yeah.
Lieutenant Wignall. He was a good lad.
He was all right, yeah.
But, oh, dear. And that had a William before that.
Yeah. But, I mean, I would think that's the last thing you want, isn't it, really? When you've been through all of that so far, up until this sort of time in the war.
Mm.
And then out of the blue, you get this sort of guy, young chap, probably, straight out of military college or whatever.
Knows everything. He followed the map.
The
usual election, you used to get sick of them. Now I've just joined you and I'm going to have the finest platoon in the best company in the regiment. That was the first. You all used to say exact same thing.
Yeah.
And then they'd do with him in the house where they come in, and we were in quite a big house. There was 7 of us.
In Helmond.
Seven of us.
Yeah.
Quite a big house. There was.
You were with Dutch people there, weren't you?
Dutch people.
Mm.
We had 2 rooms.
Mm.
And there was 2 single beds. Yeah, 2 single beds and a double bed in one room.
Yeah.
And there was a double bed and a single in the other room. We had 7 in this house.
Mm.
And so he was coming to our section.
Yeah.
The neck end of a full section. So they all come into our. And I was off that. Brain gun I'd had, 8071.
Yeah.
And got damaged. In dead end, bit of shrapnel and it cock in recess.
Yeah.
So I took it to them and I said, can you knock this out? Because, you know, sleeve had been a dint in it. Couldn't cock it only from underneath with thumb.
Yeah.
Oh, I'll see to it, he said, but he sent me a new one.
Right.
Didn't get me on brand back, which annoyed me to stay away. I played out with him and I saw him.
Yeah.
He said, I couldn't do nothing. I said, you give me armour, I'd have done it myself.
Yeah. Yeah.
You know, only thing he wanted was it knocking back
Bash,
and a bit of oil in, and so you could work it.
Yeah.
And I was taking up packing grease on when they come in.
Mm.
And the paper on the floor, and they come in. And they, I got taken in, I was cleaning Brengo.
Mm.
And he said, do you know what I've been on about? And this was second meeting of him. I said, what do you mean? He said, have you been listening to what I said? I said, I'm doing something more important. I said, I'm taking up packing grease off this Brengo.
Yeah.
And it's, the other one got damaged, and I said, I've been given a new one.
Yeah.
And he said, well, you're supposed to be listening to me, you know. I said, well, it's all right, carry on. So he said it again. I said, I don't think you'll know what I'm talking about. I said, you're talking about a patrol. I said, I'm not supposed you've ever done one. He said, don't you talk to me like that. Well, I said, I'm carrying on. I was carrying the way on. When he finished, he said, right, you seem to know everything about it. Patrol, he said, you can take it out tonight. He said, now we're at the other end.
Yeah.
I said, well, that's no problem.
Yeah.
That's all right, no problem. But he said, you're messing about with that Brengo along while. I said, yes. And I said, you just remember, I said, this Brengo, I said, can just save you a life.
That's right.
I said, you can just very easily take it.
Yeah.
I said,
if it backfires or does something it shouldn't do, perhaps.
I said, just as easily take it if it pointed it wrong way.
Oh, got it. Yeah. Sorry. Yeah. Yeah.
That was.
Absolutely.
Yeah. That was it. So
yeah.
This patrolling, he comes and he got us again. Right, now I'm going to take out, and you will come, and I want you to come in half an hour after I've left. The die all right, to elect us at this barn. Well, I let him go, and I said, Tiny, come on, Tiny. Well, we followed them, didn't we? Right behind them.
Yeah.
And they went up this and went, showed us on back. You know where they were going to be.
Yeah.
And he turned right. Well, we stopped at this end.
Yeah.
I heard everything he said.
Yeah.
Now, go on. Oh, you can all have a smoke. Well, have a smoke, because in 10 minutes you'll have them to put out, because in about another 10 minutes they'll be coming.
Oh, he's got playing down to the minute.
He said, give us half an hour and then you'll come.
Oh, right, yeah.
You see?
Yeah. Yeah.
He said, they'll be coming that way. So we come back down this way, picked the lads up.
Yeah.
Took two more back up.
Back to where you were, yeah.
We come back where the smoke.
Yeah.
And I took two more back up.
Yeah.
So there was Tiny, knew what was going on at the
other.
Yeah. Watch the way, and then we come back. He was going to meet us. Back it out in an hour.
Yeah.
This man in an hour, like.
Yeah.
So we come away, we come back. Never saw you. I said, well, that's it, you weren't supposed to see it, were you?
Mm.
You never come.
Mm.
I said, Tiny. I said, did we come? He said, yes. He said, you were all, he said, in ditch. He said, that pointing up, like he said, up there.
Mm.
He said, at the end of that field there.
Mm.
And he said, you were at this end.
Mm.
And he said, you moved to the middle. He said, yeah. He said, that it's one of these other lads. He said, go on. I said, what did he say? What did he say? He said, can't see them. Don't look as if they're coming.
Yeah.
This was late, you know, second to late.
Yeah.
He said, if they haven't been, he said, if they don't come, he said, there's going to be trouble.
Hmm.
I never saw you. He said, now did you say that? One of the lads said,
yeah.
Did you know, sir? I said, now were we made?
Now were we there, yeah.
There was only three of us, only three lads out at section of nine.
Yeah.
Corporal,
yeah.
Lance Corporal never moved.
Yeah.
They were sat there.
Yeah. Yeah.
But I just acted the lads. I thought, well, I'm not a slams corporal, corporal. I just said, did they say? Did you say that?
So, so, did he say, did he talk to you again after that?
About 2 days after he went.
He was moved. Yeah.
Just sergeant just come in, he said, Lieutenant Thrones Rose.
Now, an intelligence officer.
Yeah, he said he'd gone to Battalion HQ. Well, I didn't know what he'd gone.
Yeah.
But I found out later he could speak German.
Yeah. Oh, he had some use then.
He had some use.
So he was talking to prisoners as they were brought in, I suppose.
He was no damn use to us. But that's the type of training, you know, you were getting, taken out on patrol. I'd say it was all right, but young lads had never done any.
Yeah. I mean, you didn't need it, and then you guys...
But I mean, he never inquired.
Yeah.
I mean, a good officer would have said, now, I'm near you lads.
Have you got any experience of it?
I've been out on patrol.
Yeah.
Right. Well, now, I want each in turn to take a patrol out.
Yeah.
And show these lads what to do.
Yeah.
He'd no need even to go out. No. I mean, we could have took him out at night and showed him what to watch.
Yeah.
And that.
Yeah, and he'd never done it either. He could have learned as well, couldn't he?
Well, he'd done it in training, hadn't he?
Yeah, training, yeah. By the book, sort of thing, by the manual.
Exactly, by the book.
Yeah.
You see, they were the defenders.
Yeah.
So you had to look which was the best way. Well, if you weighed up a situation and you thought, well, now that's the best way to come, you knew. Opposition was going to expect you that way, didn't you?
Of course.
You went at the way that the people wouldn't expect you.
Yeah.
Anyway, we did quite a bit of training, digging in, and as I say, firing fired mortar.
Yeah.
Fired mortar. Then he had fired 2-inch mortar.
Yeah. Basically in Helmond period, and now it's the Reichswald.
Yeah, went to Nijmegen for a few days.
Right, when you left Helmond, you went into Nijmegen in readiness to go into the Reichswald. Yeah. That would have been about the 6th of February, I think, wouldn't it? 5th, 6th of February.
But I would say we were there about three days, maybe four. You weren't there long.
Because I think you went into the Reichswald when Veritable started on
the 8th of February. We went to
8th of February.
I remember rightly, we had the Reveille 1 o'clock, blanket rolling 4:15, breakfast 4:30, form up, ready to move at 2.
Right, okay.
About 2 o'clock in the morning, we were getting ready. I'm not saying we set off.
No, because I don't think you actually went into the forest until the evening, did you?
Oh, no, no.
About 8 o'clock in the evening or something.
30-odd kilometres or more.
Right, that's a pretty long way, But it was, that's right. You went into the forest about 8 in the evening, didn't you? Something
six
like that.
It was dark. It was dark, 6 o'clock. It had dark.
Yeah. But before you went into the forest, I mean, first of all, the weather was lousy, wasn't it? Rain and wet and boggy, and you didn't know that until you got into the forest, I suppose, but it was. But you had all that to contend with, but there was a big barrage, wasn't there, artillery?
Well, I would say one of the biggest that there was. There was over 2,000 guns.
Yeah. And that was a prelude to you going into the forest. Because that was going to, I suppose, give you some idea. When you went into the forest, you were going to see all sorts of things that barrage had caused, like with the trees and the ground and, I suppose, bodies and people and all sorts of things that you found scattered around there.
Very few bodies.
Oh, very few of those, right.
Lot of treetops now.
Yeah.
But it was one of the biggest, I'd say, one of the biggest barrages that was ever put down on a front that the action was going in on, for the divisional front.
Yeah.
But it was only, firing on less than a 2-mile front.
Across the forest?
That way. Less than a 2-mile, but a mile and a half, I think, from.
Yeah.
But there was everything firing.
Yeah. But when you were going in there or marching along that road to go in, it was getting late at night, and the sky was red or something, wasn't it? There was a bright red sky or something I've read in the book somewhere.
Yeah, the fires.
Fires, I guess. Yeah. And I guess it was noisy and...
Well, marriage was still going on.
You must have been quite worried going into there, I should think.
Mm. Well, one part we were walking and we walked right in front of guns firing. Mm. One set of guns, I think there were about 5.5s.
Yeah.
And folk would laugh at me and think I'm pulling the leg, but you can see a shell come out of the barrel.
I've often wondered that.
You can.
Yeah.
You can if you're in the right angle. There's only one thing. The shell seems to be here and your gun barrel's there.
Oh, it seems to be above it?
Above it. Your barrel lifts.
Yeah.
And it must drop very quick.
Yeah.
But your shell seems to be above it, and you can see it. And then you lose it. It's only for a split second.
You
can see them.
I've heard that or read that or something before. They say it's like just a white
well,
flashing
blur.
Light.
Well,
white.
No. To me, it's like with like a grey, just like a grey flash.
Yeah.
And you could see them. We were walking along the road. As we were coming along a road like that, they were firing from this field here.
Yeah.
And they were firing all the way along. I mean, it wasn't just the one, but you could see them actually going.
Yeah.
And I've been in some barrages and that, but it's the first time I could actually say that I'd seen shells leaving the barrel.
Mm.
I saw them after.
Yeah, the damage it had done.
No, I've seen them after. When we were crossing the Rhine.
Yeah. Oh, after we just saw it, got it.
That was the first time that I'd seen them leaving the barrels.
Yeah, yeah.
Afterwards, I'd seen when we were crossing the Rhine, I'd seen the 9.2s and 7.2s, which are a bigger one altogether.
Mm.
I've seen them leaving.
Yeah, right.
But these were only about 5.5s.
Mm.
I heard it, and it was a hell of a barrage. You couldn't hear yourself talk.
No, and when you were, and they weren't firing over your heads as such, were they? I mean, I don't know how far they were firing into the forest as you were going into the forest.
Mm-hmm.
But I mean, how close were you when that barrage stopped? Were you, I mean, a couple of hours was it before, you know, when the barrage stopped and you went in, or what sort of time?
Well, I would say maybe it might be 2 hours, it might have been more.
Yeah.
But you know what it's like when you're weary.
Yeah.
And you've had a long march, time, 5 minutes might seem like 2 hours.
Yeah, that's true. Yeah.
You know, time, it's a funny thing.
Yeah.
Really funny thing is time, and we were, they couldn't have knocked us back because we couldn't have gone back. We hadn't energy to go back.
Because you'd marched up all that way.
From Nijmegen.
You know, the early hours of the morning, it was now getting on for the time we went to the forest, it was 8
6 o'clock at night.
6 o'clock at night.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. When we first went in, and we'd stopped twice for a meal. And there were both sandwiches.
Right.
Bully sandwiches, a cheese sandwich, whatever come out of the box, and a pot of tea.
Yeah.
I mean, we'd stopped hour, you know, every hour you had to give you 10 minutes.
Yeah.
Just to rest your legs. And
yeah.
But it was a hell of a match. And then when we went in there, it wasn't raining when we set off. The rain, I would say, started after dinner.
Mm.
Couldn't tell you exactly what time, but I know we said in getting ready.
Mm.
About 2 o'clock in the morning for these things. It was dark when we were blanket rolling and handing our kit in.
Yeah.
Might tell you in that minute book what time to set off.
It probably does, actually. I think that's right. I think what you're saying there, that that's about the time you went in there.
Early morning, 6 o'clock.
That sort of time.
To me, it was dark. I didn't bother about dark.
But you went in there, weren't there tanks as well with you when you went in?
No.
No tanks when you went in?
That's fair, I never saw any.
But there were supposed to be tanks in there, weren't there?
Yeah, tanks supposed to be with us.
Yeah.
Yeah. But... the first thing we know was this somewhat coming along the road. I think it was a tractor.
Hmm.
You know, we thought it was a tank coming, one of their tanks. We got some tanks later on.
Well, you saw it, or you see it, or
you could hear it.
Yeah.
You could hear it, and then someone.
Yeah.
and the other lad stopped it, and I think it was a tractor drawing a gun.
Oh, right.
A gun and a tractor.
Yeah.
But you could hear it coming.
Yeah.
We thought it was a German tank coming.
Yeah.
And I think one of our companies, I think it bumped into, took it, and it was...
Yeah.
Was a few Germans and a gun and a tractor drawing.
But they must have expected you in there because of the barrage that had gone in there. Yeah, so they must have known something was coming, mustn't they? Mm-hmm. So presumably they just drew back when that barrage came over. They drew back. You've gone in.
The defence was there were trenches like they were in the First World War.
Yeah.
Zigzag.
Yeah.
At the end of every so many blocks, you went into a bunker nearly as big as this house.
Yeah.
This room.
Yeah.
And there was logs. Soil, logs, soil, logs, soil.
Yeah.
Very, I think when daylight broke, first play, and I expected to see dozens of young sailors about, I think there was three.
Right.
Three dead Germans. There must have been above ground when but it started.
Yeah, yeah.
They were just laid up top, and we very gently bedded them with the foot.
Very gently, yeah.
Yeah. They put shoved them in there, in the trench.
Yeah, because that was the those lines of trenches there. Was that the Siegfried line or part of
was
it?
The extension.
Yeah, extension of it.
It wasn't the original Siegfried. They extended it.
Yeah. Were there any of those dragon teeth things? There wouldn't have been those in there because they were to stop tanks, weren't they?
Well, yeah.
There wouldn't have been in that forest.
No, there was trees there.
Yeah. Yeah.
Every so often there was trees down.
Yeah. Well, which was the equivalent of, I suppose.
They wanted the roads.
Yeah.
And there weren't so many roads in Rifle, and they would want them for bringing their ammunition and stuff up, wouldn't they?
Yeah, that's right. I guess that's right.
For their own community. And as they were leaving, explosive. Mm. Bang, and they dropped two or three trees from each side.
Yeah, yeah.
They were ready fused, I would say, and the only thing they had to do was...
Yeah, sounds to make sense.
Press the detonator and they blow the tree down.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. So
because
so
in between tanks couldn't go, tanks had no chance on the ordinary ground to do job to get up.
They called those rides, didn't they? Yeah, they called those rides, those straight lines between the trees.
Oh, yeah.
They called those rides or something, didn't they? And there were only these, the only good roads in the forest were ones that crossed the forest.
Crossed it,
They didn't go through the forest.
No.
Yeah.
They went across it.
So the only way that tanks could get through the forest was to try and go down those rides, I suppose, if they were going to, and that was impossible because you had trees all over the place.
Yeah.
I guess.
Yeah.
And I suppose that's why you didn't see them in the forest when you were there.
I saw a couple of comrades.
Yeah, yeah.
And they were coming down, as you say, crossways.
Yeah, yeah.
On hard road.
Yeah.
They must have come a long way around, and there was only two. And the Cromwell out was a similar type of wheel to the Germans. We thought they were Germans.
Oh, right.
So we sought star on.
Yeah, yeah.
The lads were getting beard ready.
Yes, yeah, yeah, yeah.
And they were coming across, and that's the only two tanks I saw.
Right. But at that time, was there any bad fighting in there at that time? Yeah. This was...
Yeah, fierce.
Fierce.
Fierce fighting, aye.
That was in this first, about this first line of defences, which were the trenches.
Mm, trenches, and there were, I think there were, I don't know, there was two or three, there were definitely two.
Mm.
You know, like if you got past one, about another 200 yards further on, there was something.
Yeah. Yeah.
Right, one and then another.
Yeah.
That was like one set of defences and then the same at the other.
Right.
These bunkers at the end, and there were perhaps every 100 yards, there was a bunker each. And there were a lot of fellas could get in.
Yeah, sure.
I think that's what they did. As soon as shelling started, you could get in the bunkers.
Yeah, yeah.
Well, there weren't so many.
Yeah. And what was it? There was sort of hand-to-hand fighting there? Was it as bad as that?
Well, there wasn't a lot of bayonet fighting and nothing called war.
Mm.
But your infantryman used to have one up spouting. He saw a German, he shot him, didn't he?
Yeah. I would imagine that was what you did, before he did the same to you.
He pulled trigger.
Yeah.
He got too near like it. It could be too late.
That's right. Yeah.
Yeah.
And how bad was the ground when you were going through there? Was it really foggy and muddy?
Yeah.
Yeah. Because I've
only time I'd wet feet. I'm not talking about. I'm talking about through going through mud.
Yeah.
I mean, I've had it through going through water, but our boots were fairly good because they were they were greased up with anti gas dubbing.
Oh right, yeah.
You know, and that well, the gas wouldn't mustard gas wouldn't go through it. Water wouldn't.
Yeah.
Normally our boots used to turn mud. I mean, water if you got over the top with water. But the mud was that, you know, it used to, it sort of went up between your gaiters, you see, and got down. It was nearly as bad as water.
Yeah, right.
But it was gluey.
Yeah. And it was raining as well, wasn't it?
It was raining.
So that was that was going through your clothes, so your clothes were soaked as well, weren't they? Really? Yeah.
Yeah. I say, your gas cap was one of your best.
Yeah. Protections in bad weather.
Well,
yeah.
And it kept you warm.
Yeah. So you got in. So let me see where you went to. So on the, you went in on the 8th, and in by the 9th, 10th, you were sort of halfway through the forest, I would guess, by the look of that.
Mm.
About halfway through the forest. Siegfried line of defences, which was, I guess, the second line of defences there. So at that stage, you're in the middle of the forest, aren't you? And the Germans, I suppose, are sending in reinforcements to try to stop you and
Put
you out of the place.
They put a big counter-attack in at one time.
Yeah.
And there's Grunwald there, and there's Nierwald.
Yeah.
They're all different ones around. And they put a counter-attack in. We were going with what we called leapfrogging again.
Yeah.
There were three brigades side by side and three in depth.
Yeah.
And I think that would be towards the end. So we've been in the forest about
three brigades side by side. Three brigades.
Well, yes.
Three brigades.
Yeah. You were three battalions in front and three
battalions
in depth.
Okay. Yeah.
No, three battalion depth, so your brigade were side by side, like a finger.
Yeah, got it,
In depth.
Yeah.
And we were going up,
And
our battalion was the only one that took its objective.
Yeah.
We reached our objective.
Weren't you stuck out on your own one night or something, rather?
We stuck on our two nights.
And that's when they put in their
time the following day.
That's when they put in their counterattack, was it?
That's
somewhere around that time?
Yeah, they put a counterattack in there after dinner, I think it was, on the first day.
Yeah.
We'd gone in and we took our objective.
Yeah.
And the other battalions on each side didn't.
Yeah.
So we were left on a limb.
Yeah.
And Judy put a counter-attack in.
Yeah.
And we were fighting from dinner time, somewhere about 12 o'clock.
Yeah.
And we were virtually cut off.
Yeah.
Because he come between us.
Yeah. Come between what companies? Split the companies.
He come between the battalions and the battalion behind us for a start.
Yeah. Mm.
Now, our Setcher brother told us that. Mm. He let Setcher brother down.
Yeah.
And then later on, they come between the two companies.
Yeah.
Two forward. We worked that way. Two forward and two behind.
Right.
Not three forward, two.
Yeah.
Double. He come at times, they were in between us.
Right.
But yeah. We were there on a limb for 2.5 days, and we'd only sandwich come up what Setcher brothers used to bring, which had been caught, they'd been shot.
Yeah, so that must have been quite a worrying time. Well, quite a very worrying time, I should think that was.
They fired. That rang when I was degreasing, packing greasing.
Yeah.
They fired from 6 about dinner time till 6 o'clock at night.
Really?
And there'd only one battle, because spare battle. They said he put in them on to the carrier. And carrier was back at Battalion HQ.
Yeah.
So I never got it.
So how did you...
6 solid hours.
How did you cool the barrel down?
Well, we were lucky, it was drizzling.
Oh, right, so it cooled itself down.
But it was steaming a few times.
No, I thought you were going to say you had to urinate on it.
It was just drizzling.
Right. Yeah.
But it never failed.
It never failed.
Only time it stopped was when the magazine was empty.
Yeah.
And when it come to, I took, and we'd 150 rounds, 100 rounds.
Yeah.
Off Lance Corporal alongside me. I had 150 men, we towed 150.
Yeah.
18 magazines
yeah.
to go at, and each man carried 150 rounds. And when we finished, I filled the 18 magazines
yeah.
out of half a sandbag of ammunition.
Mm.
Filled up the half a sandbag.
Yeah.
We
yeah.
brought up.
Yeah.
And I filled my 100. My 100 clips
yeah.
out of it. And lads, the ordinary riflemen,
yeah.
couldn't fill them. They had to wait for them coming up in bandoliers.
Right.
Till it was loose. I filled mine because the guy was picking clips up like and filling.
So how close did they get to you then at that time, the Germans? How close would they have got to you? Because you were firing this drone gun for 6 hours. They must have got pretty close at times.
They were. You could see them through trees.
Mm.
I would say the nearest that row of houses across there.
Well, that's only about 100 yards away, isn't it? Less than that.
No, oh, right, yeah.
50 yards away.
50 yards. Mm. The most.
Mm.
How about it? Mm. Artillery officer called the artillery down. He come up to us, he got up to a company.